Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best in new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yes, get ready for Soul Plus every Saturday at 10 a.m. Soul Plus, the music that led to soul, came out of soul. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m. Get ready. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
This is Epicenter Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
I love you. Also, that's not us, honestly.
That was a title track from the album Blackout by Scorpions from 1982.
We've never played that, I don't think. I think I've found some other Scorpions tracks that I'll be playing later on. Well, not this show, but in shows to come. You're, of course, listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital, if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. You can also download the podcast later and listen at your leisure. This show is all about great rock music in all its different forms. We've got some very, very interesting stuff today. If you're a regular listener, you'll know it's always like that anyway. But you've got Julian Paul here live in the studio. RPG is with us.
Oh, hey, hang on.
He is. His Pick of the Rocks for brand new releases, bringing us bang up to date. Some of the tracks have caused us a little bit of trouble, as it were, trying to sort them out. But we've also had Steve Roden in the house, but he's off to go and collect his cat, who was very well, but needed the teeth cleaning, I think, or something.
Yeah, and a tooth out.
And a tooth out as well, yeah. In the second part of the show, we've got our Chris's punk track of the week. We've got our undercover section, loads more besides. Next up, though, from 1968, here we go.
Don't get upset. It's gonna make you too sad.
and you're listening to Glory Days. Glory Days.
And that was Collective Soul with Gel from 2001. Before that, Talking Heads, Found a Job from 1978. And we started out with Hendrix, Gypsy Eyes from the 1968 album Electric Ladyland.
And that Talking Heads album, more songs about buildings and food. I've always found that an interesting album title. And it was produced by Brian Eno, no less. All interesting stuff. Of course, listen to Glory's Rock Show here in Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're every Monday 1 till 3 playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. Next up is a cracker of a song. Somebody who used to work with used to love this song, but we've never played it, I don't think. So here we go.
Be mine. Ooh, try to get out of here. I'll play it. It's harder than my dreams. Always been. Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Bit of Simple Minds there from their, one of their many seminal albums, Once Upon a Time, 1985. The track was Ghost Dancing. Again, I don't think we've ever played that. Shame on us.
We have now. Anyway, before that, Live The Cult, a track called Wildflower from 1993. And we had a bit of Slade, Goodbye to Jane, from their third album called Slade with a Y from 72.
All interesting stuff here on Glory Days Rock Show, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. You can also download the podcast later. Listen at your leisure. Next up is RPG's Pick of the Rocks. We don't have to ring him up because he's actually in the studio. Hoorah!
Just wake him up.
I know. Normally I have to plug him in.
But Julie, he nearly bust door.
He did. He did. It's a very temperamental door. Anyway, come on then, Paul. Your four picks. Are they from round the world or closer to home?
Well, reasonably close to home, I think. We've got Don Brocco, and they're from Bedford originally. Started out in 2008 as a band. I think they comprised of Rob Damon on lead vocals, Simon Delaney on guitar, Tom Doyle on bass, and Matty Donnelly on drums and vocals. They've done four studio albums so far, four EPs, 26 singles.
Good grief.
And their fifth album is due out soon.
Excellent.
And I think this track's going to be on it that we're going to play. It's called Hype Man.
That I'm doing pretty well, that's gross.
Yeah, great stuff from Don Brocco there with Hype Man. And second track I've got is from a band who inspired, well, the leader of the band is Billy Sullivan, who does vocals and guitar. And he, as a young man, was enamoured of the plane, the Spitfire. So that's where they got the band name, the Spitfires. And their sort of interest in music was around the early work of bands like The Who, The Jam. So that kind of whole sort of scene, the early mod scene, I guess, is part of the inspiration for them. This track that we're going to listen to is taken from their new album, which is called Mark II. And it's due out on Friday the 3rd of October. But this track's also been released as a 7-inch single on vinyl from Bellevue Music. And the album release show is going to be at 229 Venue 2 in London on Friday the 3rd of October. They're a Watford-based band. They're a four-piece, so the rest of the band is Sam Long on bass, Matt Johnson on drums, Chris Chanel on keys. They formed up in 2012. They had a bit of hiatus, and this is a comeback, hence the Mark II for the album. So it's the Spitfires and I'll Never.
Why can't I see that the problem might be me? As I drink away the fear and pain till I'm numb. And why can't I see the effect it has on me? I descend to depths with haste to a God forsaken place. I'll never talk, I never could, I never say the things I should. I can't keep. How can I rectify? I'm living out a lie. I'll never talk, I never could, I'll never say the things I should. I'll never see, I'll never change, I'll never learn, I'll never learn. Romantic heights, but let's not pretend that love can mend this problem. I can't understand what it takes to make a man when the world fills you with doubts. It's designed to drown you out. I'll never talk, I never.
Nice.
Great track there from the Spitfires and I'll Never. And that's from their new album coming up soon, MK2. And where we go next? Let's sneak across the border into Wales.
Oh!
And we've got a band that threw us a few shapes, I think, is this.
Not many.
Because there's a confusion. If you go online to try and search this band and the track, the band is called Teething, no G. And the track is called Throwing Shapes. And if you go and search for it, you can get it sort of in both versions, being the band either name and the track being either name. So, but it's from an EP that is Greed Between the Lines, due out on the 3rd of October. They've been together since 2024, so they're relatively newcomers. James Mines does the vocals, and he's actually Greek originally, but now he's a Greek Welsh singer.
Wow.
The keyboard player is Emily Cookin, and she plays synths and guitars. Alex Davies on bass, and Greg Davies on drums. And Don Pyfenthan is a DJ and guitar player. So they're 6th of October, they're going to be at the Shacklewell Arms in London. The 11th of October, they're going to be at the Twisterella Festival in Middlesbrough. 15th of November, live at Leeds. And the 23rd to 24th, for the release of the album, they're going to be across in Rotterdam at Lest of the Jewel.
It's interesting that there seems to be a thing about releasing EPs or albums on the 3rd of October, because that's the second band. What is it about this seasonality?
It's autumn, isn't it?
Is it coming up to gig time?
Yeah, touring. Well, I think it's like it's risky being 19 as well, isn't it? So, you know. But this is Throwing Shapes from Teething. Great track, Throwing Shapes.
Amazing.
From Teething. And they're the Welsh band, so keep an eye out for them and the upcoming releases that we just talked about. And I think we'll stay in the UK. We might as well for our final act. and it's Rory, R-O-R-Y, and she's a band or performer that we've played before.
Yes.
The track that we've got today is called Degradation, and it's from their an album called Restoration that was out this year. And Rory is actually Roxanne Emery, and she's been performing since 2011. She's from Southampton. She's a singer-songwriter and a multi-instrumentalist and a producer, and she also has got a brother, which is Gareth Emery, who's a DJ and producer. And she's about to start off on her Blossom tour, which is starting on the 3rd of November. Oh, at the Foundry in Sheffield.
Well,
how's
well.
How's that, hey? She's going to do a couple of things in the UK, then on to Germany. And she runs a TikTok channel, a YouTube channel, and she's released a lot of stuff on those channels about ADHD, which I think she suffers from, and along with her partner, who's called Pink. So this is Rory and Degradation.
Oh.
Bit of strong guts to that music, wasn't there, from Rory and Degradation. So look out for her coming to the Foundry on 3rd of November.
Brilliant.
Which is where we now know where the Foundry is, don't we?
We do.
Yes,
and there were our PG's picks for this week. Yeah. But we are fast coming to the end of this first hour. Stick with us for the second hour for more crazy stuff, including our Chris's punk track of the week and our undercover section. We're going to play out with some live sensational Alex Harvey Band, a track called Midnight Moses, originally off their debut album 1972, Framed. And a bit of Bon Jovi then, Living on a Prayer, why not? 1986, Slippery When Wet. Here we go.